USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has lashed out and blamed President Biden for the deaths of 46 migrants whose bodies were found abandoned in a tractor trailer in sizzling temperatures in a suspected smuggling attempt. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this can be printed more than the Times, was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC. And it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery. Ford Motor Company has issued a recall.
Ford Motor Company will be recalling about 2,900 F-150 Lightning trucks because a software issue may result in a failure to provide adequate warning of low tire pressure. The recall is the first for the Ford electric pickup truck. There are no accidents or injuries connected to the recall.
That's Ellie Andrews reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
JetBlue Airways on Monday ramped up its battle with Frontier Group Holdings for the right to acquire Spirit Airlines. Frontier CEO Barry Biffle said the airline company's updated offer for Spirit will be enough to reach a merger deal with the carrier. A vote is scheduled for Thursday. The Navy SEALs Museum opens on Long Island today in West Sayville. Gold Star mother Maureen Murphy on Fox News talks about the museum and her son, Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy.
I think this museum is great because it not only honors Mike, but it honors everybody on that wall there that, you know, there's service and sacrifice, and that's what I like about this. And also people from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and the War on Terror. So it honors everybody, and I like that. And I like the idea that this museum is on Long Island, and the children that will come through this on class trips will understand a little bit better what these brave warriors do.
Diets with a larger amount of protein lead to healthier nutritional decisions while helping to avoid the reduction of lean body mass. That's according to a new study from Rutgers University. The researchers gathered data for over 20 years from 200 overweight individuals between the ages of 24 and 75 in clinical trials at the university. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.